Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary, not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
In the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale platform where each piece is carefully inspected by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. Use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Louis Vuitton, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com and get up to 15% off your first purchase as a member with code REBAGNEW. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAGNEW for up to 15% off your first purchase as a member.
Hello, hello, hello. Welcome. Welcome to year three of the Can We Help You podcast.
Oh, God, it's been that long.
I'm Jax.
Yeah. I'm Sasha.
I'm Franco.
We are the brothers and sister you wish you had and you always wanted. And you never had them. You never had us. But now you do. I'm Rusty, guys. It's been a while. It's been like a month since we've all gotten on and spoken together. But hey, we're your favorite podcast's back. And I can't believe it's year three.
I can't believe that you two are such awful friends and co-hosts that you didn't message me for my birthday.
Well, I knew it was your birthday. Well, okay, what happened
How
was...
How hard is it to literally write HBD in the group chat? For fuck's sake.
The thing for me is I'm like a day behind, so I always feel weird because it comes to the day and I'm like, oh, it's Sasha's birthday. And they're like, well, it's not anymore. And now if I say something, it's going to be weird.
You send a message on the birthday.
Yeah, it doesn't matter. You just send it when you it doesn't matter. Like,
nah,
because
then you're going to be like, oh, you forgot. You forgot. And I'm like, no, it's
here
just
I am sticking up for Sash, but I didn't send a message
either. You didn't say anything.
I'm sorry.
I thought about quitting. I thought about walking away from it all.
I even remember seeing something on Instagram and like actually thinking in my head, oh, Sasha's got the same birthday as Dave Grohl.
What?
As who?
Dave Grohl. I'm pretty sure that's true. Is that right?
Oh, also Martin Luther King and Joan of Arc.
Very nice.
Mm. Yeah, I got a couple of good ones on mine.
And also the same day as the Emmys this year.
This year at least.
Yeah. They were 4 months late, but sure.
I just feel like people have become – do you remember when like everyone used to post on your wall –
yeah.
On Facebook, yep. Right? And it was like, and then it became a thing where it was like people would post pictures and they'd either like try and embarrass you or it'd be like really beautiful pictures and like lovely messages and all of that. And you'd get, you know, like 150 people right on your wall. If you look back, well, you wouldn't look back through mine, but I've looked back through mine and it's like each year it's just progressively gotten less and less and less.
Yeah. Yeah. For some reason, it just like, people just stopped doing it. And now it's like, the only people who do it are maybe like your parents.
Old people.
And old people.
Like people, yeah, old people who you don't really know that well.
Distant
like
relatives,
old co-workers, distant relatives. Like,
well, someone who wished me a happy birthday was Shane's high school friend's mother.
Yeah,
exactly.
And that was lovely, but I was just like, do you even know who I am? Yeah. Or is it just you see that someone in your friends list had their birthday, so you're like, oh, happy birthday.
And you're right on their wall. That's like the – just in 2024, it's just the weirdest form of communication. Don't write on my wall.
I think it's good that people don't do it anymore because, like, remember, like, peak wall birthday messages maybe, like, what, 10 years ago? And you'd, like, you'd sit there your whole birthday and be like, oh, how many people have written on my wall? And you like see how many notifications you have. You'd be like, oh my God, so many people
and
wrote on my wall.
It would start early and they'd go all day and all night. I feel like people are more apathetic. I see lots of people's birthday and I'm like, oh, good for them. And then I don't say anything either. Yeah. I would say it to you two though, because you two I consider friends, genuine close friends. And I'm just disappointed. I'm not mad. I'm disappointed.
I did say happy birthday when we jumped on today. I know I'm like
three days late.
Well, you see, that's the thing. I'm behind. So
It's different. It's different if you messaged me on our 16th, and you would have sent it overnight, so I would have woken up to it the next morning after my birthday. And I'm not an idiot. I know you live in LA. I would have just gone, okay, it makes sense, the fucking time difference. I managed to message someone for their birthday while I was in another time zone on time. So, you know, I think you're just making excuses. And, Franco, the fact that you saw that it was my birthday and didn't do anything is even worse.
In my defense, I'm not a birthday wisher. I don't remember the last person I wished any happy birthday to. It's just not something I do.
I feel like modern internet means that this is the same with no one posting on anyone's wall anymore. I feel like we're not connecting the way that we used to.
We're not.
You know?
We're not. You're right.
We live these lives and we don't connect in the way that we once did. And I think that's a shame.
Mm.
We just listen to podcasts of other people connecting with each other.
Steve.
Yeah. Oh, look at this. We've turned ourselves into some kind of like self-help podcast, some kind of philosophical.
It's kind of what we are.
Yeah, we are a self-help podcast.
Can we help you?
Actually, we are in the self-help category. We're in comedy and self-help. So, yeah.
I feel like we shouldn't be in there because we're not professional. We don't know what we're doing.
Yeah, we're unprofessional advice givers.
Also, if we're helping you, that's not self-help.
Yeah.
No, but you are getting help by listening to someone telling
you
to get help.
Self-helping yourself by listening to us telling you how to self-help yourself.
That's like going to a doctor and say, oh, yeah, just doing a bit of self-help by doing whatever they say.
No, that's different. Nah, that's different. That's different. That's completely
different. Honestly, I think that given that we're in the self-help space, we should write a book. I feel like that's what people do in the self-help space.
All right. Well, usually one person writes it and the other people just sign off as co-authors. So let me know when you've got a first draft and we'll go from there.
But can we help you book? I think that's a good idea.
What would be in the book though? Like how would this book look?
Like we could have different chapters with different things in it, you know, different how to help your life get on track, how to help navigate the difficult and different decisions that life throws at you. And we could talk about our lives. So it could be like almost semi-autobiographical in a way, but also self-help. And people make shitloads of money from books.
Yeah,
pulled up a self-help book off my bookshelf just to see the corny photos that's always on them.
Yeah,
I really want a photo like
Tony Robbins,
like that of Jack's. Yeah, just like a serious kind of pensive look towards the camera. I'll take the photo. You do the words. How about that?
With your chin, your fist.
I reckon we could do it.
Sure. How was your guys' holiday, Christmas, New Year? Anything exciting? Anything new?
Everything is exactly the same, but I'm very excited that the tennis is back. It actually finally feels like summer. I know that this is sports chat and no one cares, but I'm personally very happy.
Sure.
I saw the tennis actually on the TV and I thought, oh my God, I forgot about the tennis.
Yeah. I mean, it's everywhere when you live in Melbourne.
When you're in Melbourne, it just feels like it's the summer thing. It's like this is summer. The tennis is on.
Mm.
And I saw the tennis and I was like, oh, my God, the tennis. Just made me quite nostalgic, you know, for a minute. Then I popped it on the TV and I was like, oh, now I remember why I never watched the tennis when I lived in Melbourne. I turned it off again.
I get it.
I've never watched a tennis match. I look at it for news purposes, as in like glance up and watch the match report. I've never watched a whole match. I get the AO thing. I get why people in Melbourne get so excited and people who are tennis fans around Australia get so excited for it. But, yeah, no, I'm not into the sport itself. It's full of egomaniacs and wankers.
I completely get it because I was one of you for many, many years and then I got into it in 2018. But it's just something about the tennis being on in the house makes it feel like summer to me.
Yeah, it's so summer. It feels like the holidays, you know? It feels like, you know, the holidays. It's like when you are home from school over the holidays, you're like, oh, the tennis is on. I'm home from school. No school for a while.
Oh, yeah, nice. I don't have those memories.
Feels nicer.
Jax, did you do anything fun for your holiday? How was Christmas? Your first Christmas alone in the States?
I actually went to the beach a couple of times over the holidays, which was nice.
And it is your winter. I guess you're in LA, so winter doesn't exist.
It's been like 20s. I mean, it's cool at the moment. The last like week or so, it's been down around like, I don't know, 17 or 18. It's been pretty cold. But overall, it's been a nice, pretty nice winter. We went to the beach a couple of times. I actually got into like, I mean, obviously I was sort of already into baking, but I started like making my own English muffins, my own bread rolls. I made like eggs Benny one day. Yum. Just started like, you know, getting into like, you know, nothing on, nothing to do. Thought, why not? But we had a nice Christmas, just the two of us. You know, it's kind of nice sometimes to not be, I mean, obviously nice to see your family, but kind of nice every now and then to not have to do the whole shebang.
Yeah, honestly, that was something I saw a lot this Christmas. So we caught up with some friends on the 23rd. All of them have kids, right? And so we went to one of their houses and the kids were running around and the adults were sitting and talking. I'm in that age group now where you go and the kids run around and you sit and you talk with the – oh, my God, I just can't believe it. I can't believe it. They are all 5 years older than me, but still, like, I'm 31 years old. Like, I'm in that age bracket.
Yeah.
Anyway, and so I was asking all of them, oh, what are you guys doing for Christmas? Two of the three couples were not doing anything for Christmas.
There you go.
And they've got kids.
Yeah.
Usually that's when you really feel the pressure to go and see family. It's like, oh, how can you not see us? It's Christmas. What do you mean? I can't see my grandchildren on Christmas. Both of them were like, we're doing something on Christmas Eve with this family. Christmas Day is just for us. And then on the 26th, we're going to go see this family. And I spoke to a lot of single people and people without kids and couples all being like, you know what? We are not doing anything on Christmas Day. And Shane and I didn't do anything on Christmas Day. We were at his parents' house, but we stayed there the night before because they do Christmas Eve dinner. So we were already there. We like got up, had a nice breakfast, opened presents, hung out until the afternoon. I fell asleep and slept for 2 hours and then we came home.
That's what Christmas is for.
Oh, it was great. Beautiful. It was
falling
really
asleep in the middle of the day.
Yeah, we had prawns for lunch. It was beautiful, very relaxed.
The other good thing too is if you keep Christmas Day kind of clear is, especially if you're doing either side, you get like an elongated Christmas. And I kind of like that because I feel like
elongated Christmas.
That's his Melbourne accent. That's his Melbourne accent. He said
awful.
Elongated.
I heard the word. I know that you said elongated, but I heard alligator.
Yeah, because Victorians don't pronounce E's and A's right. They pronounce E's as A's and A's as E's. Elongated.
Victorians do, but Jax has.
His is really bad.
Talk.
Yeah.
So you get, because here's the thing. The thing that I find with Christmas Day is it's fun. In the morning, when everyone gets up, you have your breakfast, you do your presents, you're like, oh, fun.
Yay,
maybe you have a nice lunch. Or if you know, yeah, you know, I think it's common in Australia to do like a Christmas lunch.
Yeah, we're a lunchy country. Yeah. The lunchy country. Sorry.
The lunchy country. And then you're like, oh, well, that's it. Christmas is done for another year, really. Like,
yeah,
that's it. Whereas if you're doing something on the 26th, that's good. You get the elongation, you know? It's like 24th,
that's actually
boom.
Just how he says it.
Yeah, boom. 26th, boom.
It's elong, but you're still saying it wrong. Whether you
what
say,
do you mean?
It's elongation. It's not Alan and it's not.
What do you mean?
Elon, like Elon Musk, elongated.
That's what I said.
You said elongated.
What do you, that's what I said.
Yes, you said elongated, not elongated.
What? I don't
Very
know.
Different.
He's going to cut this
different
out.
Names.
Don't you cut this out. Jax cuts things out of this podcast, and I hope this stays. And
you know what you're talking about.
Sometimes I'll listen anything. Back and I'll go, hang on, there's a whole bit there that he's just cut. And I think it's
because it's because it's really boring.
You're really boring. We're into the new year. It's all happening. Everyone back at work. We didn't
what
talk.
Is that
what was that about cutting boring stuff?
Yeah. I know. Okay, fine.
Hey, seeing as this is a self-help podcast, should we get to a question?
Sure.
Yeah, let's help someone, please.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Hey there, it's Michelle Norris. I'm host of a podcast called Your Mama's Kitchen. When I travel, I'm usually looking for a way to find a taste of home when I'm not at home. And one of the things I love to do when I am at home is entertain. And Airbnb allows me to do that. When I was in California recently, I rented a house that had a great kitchen. And when we were sitting around the table, we're all thinking, we're in someone else's house. Someone could be in all of our homes as well. If you have a home, but you're not always at home, you have an Airbnb. Your home might be worth more than you think. Find out how much at airbnb.com/host.
I've got a question here from Ronnie, and I thought that I would just ease us back in with something little and I think should be relatively easy.
Famous last words.
Easy is our specialty.
So Ronnie sent through a question and they've said, hey guys, should I get a credit card? And if so, should I get one that gives me points or one that I can use to pay things off over time?
Is that it?
That's it.
Thank you for your question, Ronnie. Great question.
I just want to just double check. Ronnie doesn't say what country they live in, do they? Because I feel like it's very different if you're American or Australian.
Why is it different? The principle's the same.
Yeah, but you need to get a credit card if you're American just because of how the credit ratings work there.
You don't have to get a credit card, but if you want to build credit, it's easier if you... So
I'll share my philosophy, right? And apologies if you're in America because it's obviously different over there. My philosophy is always don't... If you can use your own money to do it, use your own money. Don't use anyone's money. I get why people get cards and use the points and shit, but I'm too... For me... If I knew I had unlimited, essentially unlimited, quote unquote, money, the risk of going, oh, and it would be little things at first. It would be like, oh, I will buy the expensive steak instead of the cheap steak. Do you know what I mean? Oh, I will buy the $40 wine instead of the $30 wine. And then it would be a point where I'm spending outside my means. And I just know that's what I'm like. I think a lot of what it comes down to with credit cards is you have to know yourself and your spending habits and how you behave with money. If you are one of those people who can be tempted or swayed, don't get a credit card. I think personal loans are a little bit different because it's not like, oh, I can tap this and I've got something. A personal loan, you make the purchase, it's a one-off, you pay that down. Whereas a credit card you have in your wallet and it's burning a hole in your pocket going, spend me. So my philosophy is...
They don't talk.
If you know, maybe what do you need does. Points for? You can fly business. Okay. You know, how often are you traveling? Are you going to travel that much? Are you going to use the card enough to use the points? Is it worth it to then be paying interest potentially on purchases? That's where my brain goes.
Can I say? So I agree with you. I think you do have to be at least disciplined with your money if you don't want to pay interest because credit card, you can get into debt
very easily
if you're not disciplined enough with it.
Yeah.
However, and look, you say, look, it's an unlimited. Most cards in Australia do have a limit. It might be higher than maybe what you are comfortable to spend per month, but they do generally have a limit. Here in America, there's a lot of cards that don't have any limit at all.
God, that's terrifying.
So
crazy.
See, we've got them in Australia as well. You hear about like black cards and platinum cards and stuff, but these are for like CEOs pretty Rich much people. Have unlimited credit cards, and that's about it. But anyone can get one in America, right?
Yeah, I mean, I have two.
What?
Yeah, you gotta be careful.
Do you pay it off? Oh, and can we just quickly say, none of this is financial advice. We are not financial advisors.
Oh my God, put that in.
Seek your own independent financial advice. We are just speaking generally about credit cards and our own experiences.
Literally anywhere else for your actual advice.
Yes. But, you know, it's important to hear from regular, everyday people who put it into plain speak.
Mm-hmm.
If that's what you want.
I have credit cards and I put every purchase ever on a credit card. And the reason is because I like to build points and I've been doing this for a number of years now. And I pay it off every month religiously, pay off the full balance. And I treat it in a way a little bit like a debit card in the sense that, you know, when you have a debit card, you kind of, you either have the money or you don't.
You're not spending money that you don't have.
You're not spending money you don't have. So I pay it off every month, make sure I pay the full balance, make sure I don't spend more than I can afford to pay.
Mm-hmm.
But with all the bonuses and with all the, especially here, the way you can earn points, I haven't paid for a flight in probably 5 years.
Okay.
And I went to Europe. I've been back and forth from Australia. I did internal Australia. I've flown domestically here. I've flown a lot. And I haven't paid for a flight. I haven't even flown business. I've just flown to economy and just been able to absolutely
cheap international flights with points.
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. I see why that would be, especially if you live overseas and you know you're going to be like wanting to come back to your home country or travel a lot. I get that. But yeah, you've got the discipline to make sure that you don't.
If you don't have the discipline, and also airline points is probably the best or the most useful benefit, I reckon, for credit cards. So
they all come with like weird things, like a concierge service. I've had cards that have that before, and I don't know what it is or how to use it.
I will say, did I tell you guys about the Amex card I got when we went to Europe?
Oh, no.
So I work with this lovely, lovely man, and he was asking me about my trip, and he said, are you going to be using airport lounges? And I said, yeah, we'll probably buy entry to a couple because we've got a couple of longer layovers. And he went, hey, I'm an Amex customer. I can just add you to my account and that way you will get free access to all the Amex lounges.
Very nice.
And he did. He got me an account. I had my own Amex card. He got it back off me. He fully tried. He's like, oh, just please don't spend anything on it. I'm like, of course not. But I could have been a fucking...
Trusted you with his credit card. Oh my god!
But it had my name on it. It was in my name. It was crazy.
Oh my god.
Do you know this person like extremely well? Like, is there anything less than your best friend than that?
No, I don't.
Kind of weird.
I don't. He's a lovely, lovely guy.
That's a lot of trust.
He is a little eccentric, I would say, but like a normal eccentric where he like. Has a great job and, like, obviously has an Amex card. So you've got to be some sort of person to have that. And he's always really clean cut and well dressed. But yes, he's different.
Sounds like someone who has never had his trust broken in any way at all because, like, that's very trusting.
I know. But yeah, it was amazing to use the lounges. Yeah. Oh my God.
Wow.
Because it was such a lifesaver.
Yeah. So my cards also come with lounge access. So we get that. We get, I get like, Uber Eats credits every month from my credit cards. I get like, a credit towards hotels and flights and all sorts of like just stuff.
It sounds like mainly travel stuff.
It is mainly travel stuff.
Yeah.
Did you say that your cards are unlimited in America?
Yes.
Because obviously you sound like you're very financially set up in a way that you know that you can only spend what you've got and that kind of thing. But does it ever occur to you that you could right now just go and walk into a Lamborghini dealership and just ruin your entire life?
Could you though? Could you actually just buy a Lambo? They're not going to send it for approval or something where it's like, we can't do this purchase today.
It just goes through.
That is sickening.
I actually haven't really thought about it.
No wonder so many people are in poverty. Seriously, that's crazy. Yeah.
That would just be a constant thought in my mind is I could just go in there and just ruin the rest of my life.
I wonder if I could because, there's obviously multiple different versions of credit cards. The first ever credit card I had was a no-interest balance transfer kind of thing, paid off a certain purchase over time, right? I wonder if I could go in, buy the Lamborghini, then open up a no-interest credit card and pay that Lamborghini off with a balance transfer.
I don't know. You're getting too competitive for me.
I think that they would come and get you. I don't know how any of that works.
They come and get you.
You don't get free Lamborghinis. They don't do that.
You know how in movies and TV shows you see the repo man coming? Do they repo things? Is that what happens?
Yeah, absolutely.
Oh, yeah.
What do they call them?
Bounty
hunters.
Away?
Bounty hunters. They go out and get. I think it's massive in the States, probably
that's
because you've got all of these. Aren't bounty hunters the same thing? They go and they're like repo men.
No, bounty hunter is when you've like skipped, like you pay a bounty to stay out of jail and you've skipped your court date or something. Oh. So they come and grab you.
Oh, okay, my bad. I thought it was.
Never watched the TV show.
No,
isn't that guy named Dog or something? Dog the Bounty Hunter. Anyway, doesn't matter.
Yeah.
came out to be incredibly racist and stuff. I remember.
Oh, yeah, don't they all? The thing that worries me with those sort of things is people who have had no financial literacy. I knew a girl who got into so much debt because she had no parental help or family help. So she, you know, had a business. So she had to buy a car. So she bought the car, and then she couldn't make the loan payment. So she started making the loan payments on credit and da-da-da, and then it all just spirals out of control.
Yeah.
Ronnie, I'd say if you don't have a job and you don't have a stable income and all of that, do not get a credit card.
And you don't have the discipline.
Yeah.
Need the discipline. And you need – I think you also need to know – I think you need a reason to – like if you're like, yeah, I'm going to bank points, I'm going to take flights.
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Yeah.
If you're just like, I want a credit card, why?
Yeah.
Why do you want the credit card?
Yeah.
You know, like come at it with a reason.
Yeah.
I think the general rule is that if you don't need a credit card, you shouldn't get a credit card. And if you do need a credit card, you definitely shouldn't get a credit card. That's mostly how it works.
Yeah.
I'll tell you what I do when it comes to points and credit cards and that kind of thing. I don't have any credit cards. I don't use any credit cards. But if I know I've got a big flight coming up, I'll look at what the kind of specials are. Like you sign up to this card and you get 80,000 bonus points or whatever. And you look through all of the terms and conditions. It takes me a while to figure all of this stuff out. But like you need to spend $3,000 in the first month or whatever, and I'll tally up all of the costs. And I've done this before where I'll sign up for a credit card. On the first day I get it, I will – this may be cheating a little bit, but I
– I think I might need to beep that out just in case that's
Yeah, I don't know if we're allowed to talk about
– Yeah. It's like a tax loophole, I guess.
It's kind of a loophole.
I don't think it's a loophole. You know, another loophole is you can have a free Commonwealth Bank account if you deposit $2,000 a month. So I use my Commonwealth Bank account just for...
I mean, that's not a loophole. That's a feature.
Yes.
It's just a feature of the account that's not gaming the system.
So what I do is I...
I don't know what cardless cash is. What's cardless cash? Oh, you can get money out without using a card.
Yes, because I don't have a wallet.
How often do you need to do that?
Exactly, but...
But that's such a weird...
Anyway.
Okay, sure. Look, whatever works
Franco
for you.
Franco gets picked up by the police who gets the...
ASIC? No, like ASIC? Security Investment Commission?
IRS.
I don't know.
Maybe you should just bleep all of that out, actually.
Just the tax man. No, leave it there. You said it. Live records, mate.
Anyway, Ronnie... good luck with your credit card hunt and I don't know, let us know how you go. Let us know how many free flights you get or whether you just decide it's not worth it.
Yeah, exactly. All the best with your decision, Ronnie.
Well, that's it. Thanks for listening to the Can We Help You podcast, our first episode back in our third year of episodes.
Season 3. Are we doing that?
Season 3, guys.
I've got a bone to pick with the listeners. Look, I get we weren't around, but we didn't get any emails over the Christmas New Year break. We have a few that we haven't gotten to, which we are going to start getting through as these next few weeks come by. But it's a new year, and the way our tax system works is that every 6 months, you have to pay your listener tax. So please send us your questions, master debater topics, rapid fires if you want us to.
Rapid fire.
Send it to canwehelpyoupodcast
at gmail.com.
At gmail.com.
Or canwehelpyoupodcast.com, or you can always find us on Insta and the rest of, well, not all your socials, but most of your socials at canwehelpyoupodcast, wherever you want to go.
Absolutely. And we'll be back in a few days.
See you then.
Goodbye.
Bye.
A lot can happen in 3 years, like a chatbot may be your new best friend. But what won't change? Needing health insurance. UnitedHealthcare Tri-Term Medical Plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage that lasts nearly 3 years in some states. Learn more at uh1.com.
Hey, it's Paige DeSorbo from Giggly Squad. High quality fashion without the price tag. Say hello to Quince. I'm snagging high-end essentials like cozy cashmere sweaters, sleek leather jackets, fine jewelry, and so much more. With Quince being 50 to 80% less than similar brands. And they partner with factories that prioritize safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. I love that. Luxury quality within reach. Go to quince.com/style to get free shipping and 365-day returns on your next order. Quince.com/style.
Imagine the softest sheets you've ever felt. Now imagine them getting even softer over time. That's what you'll feel with Boll & Branch's organic cotton sheets. In a recent customer survey, 96% replied that Boll & Branch sheets get softer with every wash. Start getting your best night's sleep in these sheets that get softer and softer for years to come. Try their sheets with a 30-night guarantee. Plus, get 15% off your first order at bollandbranch.com. Code BUTTERY. Exclusions apply. See site for details.